Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
You may be seated. And what we're going to declare, what we're going to say and speak, I want us to speak as prophetic people. And like we see in the Old Testament, and then the Spirit of God came corporately over his people. But it is important that your faith arise, our faith arise, and from that faith we start declaring. I want us to agree in prayer for each other. By the way, as you came in, you were handed a card, and you can put your name and the details at the back, but we want you to write down, we are declaring a year of prayer, a year of revival. And as we pray, it's going to be a year of answered prayer. Say, it's a year of answered prayer. So you can write down your prayer request, because we take this prayer seriously. And if you are able to turn it in at the end, while we are having a break, you're welcome to do it then. If you need a few more days, that's fine. But we are going to start on the 5th. We're going to start a corporate fast that's going to go for 40 days. You can sign up on our web, or there is a sign-up sheet up here if you're here. But if you're watching us on the World Wide Web, we are blessing you. We want you. We would include you and your family. We really have so many friends out there that you are family to us, and we want to agree with you for miracle breakthroughs. And I really, really sense that there is a new chapter, that there is something, and there is a leaving behind of junk and coming into a faith territory, that unless we leave some things behind, we cannot come into the new things. So certain junk, certain burdens we're going to leave behind. God is opening wide open territory that we haven't seen anything yet. Tell your neighbor, we haven't seen anything yet. Hallelujah. This is the year 2018. And 8 is a number for new beginnings. All right? So you're going to have a new beginning. Say new beginnings. Say new. All right. And there are fresh things. I love fresh bread. I like anything fresh, of course. And that we will. Corporate fast, that's a time you can repent. And if you want to repent of overindulgence, you can. And but some of you in faith, I am speaking that by the end of the year, we are going to be, at least in the spirit, much, much more slender. Anyway, how much, well, praise God, it's going to be, it could manifest. I'm believing for many of us, including myself. And, but the Lord impressed upon me the scripture, and even though we have seen it before, I was seeing it in a new context of the glory speaking to us. We are a glory people. A lot of you here, you've been touched by the glory of God, the thick presence of the Shekinah. And wherever you are, I started seeing the glory bubble over each of you, and that this bubble is expanding. It's becoming bigger and bigger. Some of you who have been here, we did some little fun things in our July conference and did a little bit more about the bubble. But I want you to be conscious that God is anointing you. And as he is anointing you for this new year, that you will have a new definition of who you are. That old definitions, God wants to break those definitions. If Sometimes you feel uncomfortable, and God is moving you out. He's getting you out of the comfort zone of things you have settled in so that he can break you loose to go into new territory, to take new areas of victory that you have not thought of having for yourself or for your children. This was I had one particular dream I'll let you in on, because some will identify with it. But years ago, when God so wonderfully delivered our number one son, when he was dying, he was some of the best, wonderful physicians were taking care of him. I'll never forget my heart, grateful heart Bonnie and I have for those amazing genius doctors who helped us. And but they could not do, they could just do so much, but they could not do that which required a supernatural hand. So that we were seeing our son very slowly but dying. And it is out of, sometimes out of heartbreak, that God births something, that out of it, and we have to yield enough to know this truth, that when the blessing of God comes, that blessing is not just for you, but the complete blessing is that you are not only blessed, but you become a blessing. That many, the kind of blessing that God wants to give us is not only are you going to be blessed, but many others. Your children will be blessed. People hungry and thirsty for God will be blessed out of your testimony. So God is building up. He's on the way of building up some great testimonies. I love Janet Beach. Where are you? Wave your hand. Did you bring your journal? Come up here for a moment. So, Janet showed me, I talked, mentioned this morning, of having an attitude of gratitude. And hold the mic, Heather. Tell us what's in there now. Well, Janet.
This is my war room, because I don't have a closet that I can make a war room. So it is my prayer that I do just like the movie War Room. It's all here. I have one for pastors. I'll write down their scriptures and do that. And then at the end of each day when I finish my war room and my warring, I have a gratitude journal that I just took in a calendar that I got at CVS and turned it into my gratitude journal. And each day, I end the day with a thank you to God for something. And some days, it was Mellow Yellow. But I said, thank you, Lord, for whatever was on my heart. And I did it for 365 days this year. I started January 1st last year, which is here. And as you can see, I just went through and did it every day. And I ended the year with a thankful heart.
So it was 365 days.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Give her a big clap, will you? Thank you, Janet. Now, I pray some of you will be inspired to start something tomorrow. And I like that calendar. Is that the day timer? I don't know, whatever. But you can. That's the best, one of the best uses of a day timer I've ever seen. Glory to God. I am so proud of Janet. Isn't that, it's so wonderful. And we can enumerate the different blessings. And I believe God is so exalted. But I want to complete the story that I began with, because it began sometime in the new year, last year, this year, as we are seeing the end of it. But the story is so many years ago when our first son was born. And you know the story, but I never get tired of telling it, that as he was in the last major surgery and they could not do anything else, and his chemistry became so sensitive that they could not give him any pain medication, and our heart broke as he was screaming in agony, that as the nurse wouldn't let us stay anymore. A few hours later, she ran back with tears, saying, "Something is happening." And I thought she was making us ready to say goodbye. And I said, "He's dying." She said, "No, sir." And she kept crying. And I mean, but these were tears that I realized when the glory comes, that you just have no explanation. And she was weeping in the presence of the glory, because as she opened the curtain, this golden Shekinah light was all over our son's crib. And the Lord, the King of the Lamb of God, was sucking all his pain. And by his stripes, he was healing that little baby's kidneys supernaturally, so that no one could question. The x-ray showed that those things that had been dead were now had gone through resurrection glory. And those cells were alive. And our son was healed. And he had to still have, for a long time, he had to have his tubes, that he would have like two tubes coming out of his sides for months. Even after we took him home, we had to carry him around. But careful that we would have to not, if you stepped on the tube, it would come out of his body. They were inserted directly into his kidneys. And it was quite something. But the Lord did mighty things. And God healed him in an awesome way with a mighty, mighty hand. The Lord of Lord of glory healed him. So I remember then, some of you know, amen. Yeah, give him a big clap. We thank you. The more we have a chance to applaud our living God, the more he will do mighty things. The more we have an attitude of gratitude and maintain it, the more he watches over that and expands and gives you more. Faithful in little, full of faith in little things, God will give you more. That's the biblical principle. So anyway, some of you may know that, I've told you that story a little bit a couple of years ago. I'm a movie. I love to go to movies. I was a literature major. For me, it's an aspect of literature. I have a critical view of literature. I love literature. God was getting my PhD in literature until the Lord zapped me and said, "I got better things for you to do." So I made use of it, and that way we have authored several books. Anyway, so we went, and I took him. One of the first movies I took him to was Star Wars, The Return of the Jedi. So he came out, and basically, to summarize, he looked up at me and said, "Dad, I know what I want to do." I said, "What, son?" He said, "I want to help make movies." I put my hand on his head and I blessed him and I said, "May the Lord fulfill your vision." And this was about more than 31, 32 years ago. And so this year, now the year before, year and a half ago, 2 years, he was involved, and some of you know saw his credits, that when after 30 years or so, when they brought back the whole Star Wars motif, Disney bought them out, that our son was involved in one of the main editors, and regular, doing a lot of things for Star Wars, The Force Awakens. So when all over the world, when that movie was shown, Ben Chavda's name was on it. So this year, as it began, one of my visions, I knew he was very much involved, very actively in the second, The Last Jedi, Star Wars, The Last Jedi. So this was a secret little picture, prophetic picture I had, that I would sit with my son, next to my son, and watch together the release of Star Wars, The Last Jedi. And I was able to do that last week, sitting with my son and, of course, the rest of the family, seeing the release of The Last Jedi. And he would tell me all this. He sent me a picture when they, all the main Disney guys and the heads of departments came together to have the last lunch before the release of the movie. And he sent me a picture, just, I want to keep it kind of private, but yeah. Anyway, private is not true anymore, is it? But he was very helped pay some place. I guess I'm supposed to be smart and not talk too much about it. But he told me the ins and outs, and it was all of that to say. Now, you can look up, some of you can, if there is a whole app called IMDb. That's anything you want to know about movies, anywhere in history. And you put in the name Ben Chavda and the computer will show you. He was one of the main editors of The Force Awakens, Star Wars. But all of that to say, God has a vision and a destiny and a purpose for each of you and each of your children. And 2018 is a year of destiny, of prophetic fulfillment, of Holy Ghost fire coming and making it real, making it come to pass. So we want to, I want you to note down 3 to 5 things that I, your request for your family, for yourself, that you want the hand of the Lord, the mighty hand of God, be there for your family. And may the mighty hand of God be over this church, over all that endeavors we do that are going globally. And that may the Lord fulfill your hopes and desires and dreams above and beyond all that you hope and ask for. That we want to do it, to exercise. But I want us all together to exercise faith. What did I say? What's the word? One word. Faith. Okay, shout it out. Faith. Shout it out again. Faith. Shout it out. Faith. Amen. We're going to exercise faith for each of us together. That we are a corporate body. And your request, we are going to see the Holy Ghost fire come, to make it so, not because we are something, because our God is a mighty God. And Mary's prayer, he who is mighty has done great things. May that be our confession at the end, at the conclusion of 2018. He who is mighty has done great things. I want you to prophesy over your neighbor, say, he who is mighty is going to do great things for your children, for your grandchildren, for your business, for your finances. I so appreciate Bonnie sharing the 100-fold principle, and maybe we'll do it another time, because I really believe that is something that we need to get hold of, that somewhat we have lost because of the the spirit of humanism, anything that God activates, it's like there is a spirit of the world, a spirit of, almost of Antichrist that wants to put out any fire that God would build, that would build and exalt his kingdom. So you'll find that it is not too much to say God does do the hundredfold. That from little, faithful and little, God gives us more. That God will give us a hundredfold. That from a tiny seed, mighty, mighty things are done. Mighty dreams are fulfilled. Great ministries. And I pray that that comes back. More than 40 years ago, we saw a great outpouring that raised up some of the most amazing, for that time frame, ministries that were like CBN, TBN, PTL. We are still experiencing. I remember that more than 40 years ago, my ministry would take me by this way, and so I would sometimes stop here in Charlotte and have a tour of, it was like going to the Magic Kingdom at PTL. It was lighted up, all of that, and God's people did that. Whatever, I don't want to focus on the humanists and globalists and the spirit of Antichrist will focus on the little things that men have failed here or there. That's, for me, I want to say God, who is mighty, has done great things. Through just mere human beings, great things are done. Hallelujah. Anyway, glory to God. I feel, number one, that 2018 is loaded with these things. That to more than ever, let us not get separated out. It's that verse I read in Colossians 3, that it is through us moving and collectively being thankful together for each other and what God's going to do. So we are going to celebrate every victory that every family gets. That these are triumphs of the Lord, and he is worthy to be exalted. So, hallelujah. This is the year the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. 2018 is the year the Lord has made. All right? So it is the year the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Let's read I've got Psalm in a moment, but first, Exodus 12. We're going to Exodus 12 verses, just two verses right now. And it says, now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, just think, I mean, we take it for granted, but this is the glory, the burning bush, I mean, the presence of God. If you want to imagine, like, just very much like the voice of Charlton Heston, but reverberating. It's a little truth that Cecil B. DeMille, who produced the great Ten Commandments movie, said, what voice did he use? It was the voice of Charlton Heston, enhanced. So, you know, out of the fire, the burning bush. I am that I am. I love it. I love it. So here is the Lord speaking. Can you imagine you being there and the Lord speaking to you? First of all, I would prepare myself by wearing two sets of diapers. Believe me, I had an angel visit me. An angel came from glory and stood me. And I felt every cell in my being was vibrating. I was saying, don't kill me. And the angel was friendly, smiling. And I would say, don't kill me, please. And we take some of this was over granted. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. The beginning of month. Say beginning of month. So you're going to, from now on, your calendar is going to be established from this time forward. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take to himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. The reason the calendar, therefore, is determined, the calendar, your calendar and mine, is determined by the Lamb of God. So what determines the calendar? It's the Lamb of God. It's Jesus, the one who is prophetically will be coming to lay down his life for you. So as we look to the new year now, to new beginnings, to new days, to January 1st, in a moment, and the rest, then January, February, March, April. Remember I said, God, he is, the Lord who is speaking is I am that I am. I am that I am. Who are you? I am that I am. Wherever you are, I am. And he is right now in the month of May for you. Or in the month of September. He's already there. Because he is I am that I am. And no, he is going ahead of you. And that his word is saying, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. My presence is going with you. We have the blessing of the Lamb of God. Because of that, the Lord says, my presence will go with you. And we have to endeavor as much as possible to become and behave and conduct ourselves as the people of God who have been bought by the blood of the Lamb. But this is a beginning that after 450 years of slavery, they are moving in to a new era. We're going to move in. We are in a prophetic place, and prophetic people can read the signals. Just like a quarterback can read the signals that the coach is sending. Others may not understand, but he knows what the coach, the Holy Spirit, the God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are our coaches. And you see around us, there is good things, and there are things that keep us aware that we need to keep our armor on, that we cannot take things for granted. We're going to continue watching and praying. To watch in prayer for our children's sake, for our grandchildren's sake, for our nation's sake, for our city's sake, so that we don't take things for granted. Praise God for all the people who have gone before us, who have sacrificed, your fathers and mothers, your grandfathers and grandmothers, people who fought on the beaches of Normandy, who flew, who were there in the Pacific War, who laid their lives down in the Korean War, the people who have paid the price so that we are enjoying our privilege. And so God wants, behooves us, for us, if we are people, even of a small amount of wisdom and knowledge and honor, that we'll say, we will take the flag. We will take this torch and move it forward. May, through our prayers and our faith and our acts of mercy, may this nation be even greater than ever before. I appreciate the president saying, make America great again. And I appreciate what he's saying. But I want to say, it's the author of making America great is going to be the Lord, the Lamb of God, the King of glory, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is the Lord, and we declare him Lord over the United States of America. He is the King of glory. Let the King of glory come in, and let this nation rise up even in greater victory, greater restoration. We are seeing some of the signs, the positive signs here and in the nations. And prophetically, we get the signals and pray it in, prophesy it in, because we are seeing, for example, of course, I mentioned this morning, the economy reviving and breathing. And in areas we didn't think it would, God is reviving it. We are no longer, if you were in the 70s, we realized, came to a, if you remember, where the gas crisis came. And gas went up, way up higher, because we were almost enslaved by our dependence on the Middle East and on the Arab countries, because we had so reduced our own ability to produce. Now it's turned around, and the energies we have had, and God had already equipped us. And beneath the earth, here in the United States, he had buried treasure that are right now taking it out. And we are an exporter of oil and gas, and rather than an importer and depender. We are no longer slaves. Our children are no longer slaves of despotic dictators out there. We are now being able to bless others and saying, we can set you free where you're no longer dependent on them. That is part of something that's cooking here in the United States. We want to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, we are not enslaved. And take us out of the credit where we are owing to other nations. It's soon we will be a part of the blessing of Abraham. We'll be loaning to others, but not be owing any money to other nations. This is part of spiritual principles. What we are seeing with the restoration in the Wall Street and the stock market, restoration in the jobs, what it is a good beginning, but we want to pray it in for 2018, that those who are enemies of this nation no longer being enslaved, because there are agencies and corruptions that are out there that do not wish that to happen. And we have to bind that. It's the demonic forces, and we need to pray it in. So that's why I want to say there are assignments prophetically that God has given us, that we be together, we get together as right now we are doing it, thankfully, all these many years, 25 years, to watch and pray over this nation, over Israel, over Jerusalem, and then over our families, over the church, over our cities and states, wherever we are, that we are intercessors and prayer warriors with a bold vision. Anyway, it begins with the Lamb of God. The Lord says here, take the Lamb, and at a certain time, you shall keep it until 14th day. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. So, and then as it happens, then you find that the Lord does such an amazing thing with them. He says he did some amazing miracles, you find in Psalm 105, that he sent by different signs and wonders, set his people free. And he says he brought them forth. Also, Psalm 105, verse 37, he brought them forth with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among the tribes. So, as they came out then, they were delivered from slavery. As we're coming out now from 2017, I want to say, whatever junk I had, I'm going to leave behind. Whatever animosities I have, I'm going to leave behind. Whatever hurts, if I was offended with anybody or anything, I'm going to leave it behind. This is a good time to leave behind stuff and say, where I need to forgive, Lord, I am forgiving. I'm not carrying junk from Egypt. I don't need any junk from Egypt. I don't want to carry any bitter hearts that I have from Egypt. I'm going to the promised land. Remember that song? I'm bound for the promised land. Well, we are bound for the promised land. We're going into the new year with new provisions and new promises of God's supernatural deliverance for us. So let's not hunger for the junk from Egypt. He is giving us a new beginning. So this new year, as we take communion in a little bit, we are going to, in a few minutes, we're going to take a break. But I want you to meditate on it, that there are certain things we are leaving behind. I'm going to leave behind whatever infirmities I can through the blood of Jesus. Yeah. Infirmities, be gone. Amen? Yeah. And in the realm of the Spirit, I'm going to have a victory. Then see the manifestation, pray in, and believe in faith for the manifestation of these infirmities going. Any weakness I've had, any bad memories. How many of you have some bad memories this year? All right, let's leave them behind. The Lord broke the curse of poverty over these people. They came out with silver and gold. And like I said this morning, my mentor and teacher, wonderful, one of the greatest Bible teachers, really felt that it was important for Christians to believe in abundance, live an abundant lifestyle, and believe for abundance so that we can be powerful givers. It's not so that just we can spend it ourselves. But, I mean, you don't need 100 cars. You need one car. Oh, you may need two cars. One is a junk car that you put all your junk in. How many of you have two cars? One is a junk car. Yeah? It's necessary. But we are leaving behind stuff. And so that's determined. And then if you carry it forward, then your wife can remind you, hey, at that communion service, we promised ourselves we're going to leave these kind of offenses behind. These, because it'll just wear us out and burden us down as we go across the journey into the promised land provision. So we are leaving certain things. And again, God is bringing us out. In 2018, He is bringing us out with His mighty hand, with His great strength. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is Jehovah Shammah. All the covenant names of God are going with you to take care of you and your children. Remember, we're not just talking about ourselves, but our family members. And I really feel as we fast and pray, some of the shadows that a lot of us fight against, some are family curses that are handed down, but you don't have to struggle against it. There are people who have panic attacks, anxiety attacks, people who have fought, and we have seen wonderful testimonies after 30 years of schizophrenia. When they got prayed for, they were instantly delivered. I mean, it's people who have been in mental institutions, and I remember some of the first counseling things I did, and with deliverance ministry, there was a woman who had been, she was now in her 40s, at the age of 19, I remember she had tried to commit suicide, and then she had to be institutionalized, because anytime she got opportunity, she would try to kill herself. And her family brought me, I remember one of the first sessions I had about Brother Derek Prince. I was carrying out some of his stuff. The people would come for deliverance, and I was one of the ones, main ones, assigned to help pray. So they would come into the office. I was one of the main associate pastors. And this couple, I remember saying, we are kind of tired. We're getting older. We are so worried about our daughter. For 19 years, she has been institutionalized. What happens to her when we pass on? And I so clearly heard, God said, this is nothing to do with, you know, her being going to be like this. This is a demon. This is an evil spirit that has oppressed her. And I remember, prayed for her, and instantly the demon left her. And years later, I remember we got a letter from the parents. She had found a job. Of all things, They were in Tampa, Florida, and she had a job. And I said, wow. And she was totally, completely restored. And I said, we have assignments. We have jobs to do. There are people. There is no reason for us to be struggling against that. Together, we're going to pray and fast and take hold of the anointing of God. That the anointing breaks the yoke. Say, the anointing breaks the yoke. And we're going to see some yokes broken. And I want, with the many times that people and families who bring their family members here for deliverance, and I have to be, again, it's smart. I can't reveal too many things because they come in private. But so many young people driven by suicide or by drugs, well, we need a major deliverance from drug addiction in this nation. Just normal, educated families. It's not like they are very uneducated. They are normal families that have been taken hold of by the spirit of addiction like we have never seen it. This is a demon, and we're going to bind that spirit over this nation. That's going to be one of the major aims of this fast, that our nation will become drug-free. Whatever, whether they need to stop that from at the border, however that is. And by the way, we need to keep praying. One of the things we're going to do in the days ahead is pray for Mexico, because it is our neighbor is perhaps the most violent country in the world. You hear about Middle East and all that. It's not as bad as how horrible the violence is. Connected with drugs and with cartels. Well, I believe there is a demonic thing around it, and we're going to pray. So there are major things, assignments that, remember that series, some of you will remember, Mission Impossible. Dun, 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 dun. And then the voice would come. Your mission, should you decide to accept it? Well, our mission, should we decide to accept it, is to take up some of these major burdens where we can break yokes over nations and over families, that some of the finest people are now under the yoke of addiction. We're going to see that as they came out of Egypt, they were delivered from every demon spirit of Egypt. Or there were false gods, and they had to deliver them from all of that. We are walking fresh under the power of the blood of Jesus. And we're going to help set the captives free. We're going to be anointed to do mighty deeds and see great miracles happen. So we have individually and then corporately, certain things will not happen. Some people think it's just me, my ministry, and myself. And it won't. God is waiting for you to join yourself to a great vision and a great purpose. Often it won't happen unless you're joined in, because a lot of the things that happen is in the corporate. God, he didn't say, hey, you. Yeah, you, little Micah. I've got a purpose and a destiny for you. You do. No. It was you, children of Israel. I have a purpose for you. I am bringing you, all of you, into the promised land. So some of this will happen as we are together, bound together, loving each other, corporately fasting and praying. So let's leave behind junk. Leave behind every wound of a bad marriage. Leave behind every wound of a bad relationship. And I believe deliverance. There is someone's relative is in prison. Wave your hand if you know someone in your... Well, I believe that this is the year that we are going to believe for deliverance, because Jesus came to set the captive free right now. Claim that right now. The prophetic glory is here to make it happen, all right? And for people who has loved ones or drug who are oppressed with drugs or involved some way or the other in the drug, kind of just somehow oppressed with drugs, they are poor. They are kept. Yeah, wave your hand. And I want neighbor just to lay hands on them if you see someone. And we're going to believe right there. Hallelujah. Yeah, you guys go over and lay hands on Evans right there. Yeah, lay hands on her. Let's join together. And those watching us on the internet, we are believing that the miracle glory right now just came. And I had not planned on praying, but we're going to pray right now that Jesus came to set the captives free. That this is a year of miracle, 2018. And I want you, please, as you hear of good news, of breakthrough for these people, share it with us. Because we are going to, it's going to multiply. As we open the portal of glory, of deliverance, of healing, and of breakthrough for financial thing. This door, the Lord shows me, is a door to 100 other doors. And that as we open those 100 doors are going to open 1,000 other doors. But it's like God is waiting. The angels are waiting to go out on assignment. We are believing right now for great deliverance from opioid addiction in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap. Glory to God. Amen. So it's a time of new beginnings for us. 2018, a time of great joy, a time of restoration, a time of revival, and a time that God's promised land provision is going to be released. And we are going to have an attitude of gratitude. Thank you. Keep a journal, all right? Janet Beach, thank you for your example. Yes, you are one of our heroes. Give her a big clap, will you? Praise God. Hallelujah. We are going to, my shofar blowers. Come on up. We're going to blow the shofar again. We're going to say, we are believing God is taking us to the promised land. That the blood of the Lamb, that's in a few moments, we are going to take communion after we have our break. We're going to have prayers in a moment. And then, I really feel the stirring of the glory. I had not planned suddenly to say, I've got business to do. Stop talking and start praying. So some of these people are getting freed right now. Hallelujah. And that person watching us, that their father, I think, is getting kidney dialysis or needs a new kidney, that they are getting a miracle. Is there someone here who either you or your relative or someone needs a new kidney? Stand up, guys. All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come up here. And some of our prayer warriors, Katie and Hank and others. Yeah, just come right here. And you too, honey. The light is bright. I can't see too. Just come up. Is that for your father? Okay. I saw someone's dad. Has he been on dialysis or what? Has he been on dialysis? Okay. I had such a clear vision. Is that for you? Okay. Yes. Okay, honey. Someone else, lay hands on her. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Pray in tongues. Stretch your hand out towards these people. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do a miracle, Lord, for her daddy. What's your dad's name? William. Where does he live? Hickory. Amen. I'm glad you came. Father, for William, let an angel visit him in Hickory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lamb of God, you're awesome. You're awesome. You're awesome, Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to blow the shofar over them and over each of you, that now is the time. Exodus 12 is ours. We are being set free and coming into the promised land provision. Okay, are you ready to blow the shofar? We're going to blow the shofar. Let God, all of you stand up. Just put your hands up. Let God arise. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. let God arise and his enemies be scattered.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.